there, I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. It is so good to have you here. Today, I'm going to talk with Borja Kwan. We're going to talk about advertising. We're going to talk about how to make yourself and your team members get value out of their work every single day. Borja joined the Performance and Advertising Agency in 1998, and he's built a career in the industry providing strategic business solutions for teams and clients. Borja's track record of helping grow stable, successful organizations is underpinned by a career-long personal commitment to great client experiences. So if you like this podcast, please at the end, give us a like, give us a comment. If you've seen other podcasts, please give us some love. And, you know, if you don't like this podcast, don't give us any nasty remarks. Just give us some kudos for other podcasts. But, you know, you're going to love this. We're going to jump right in, and I want you to introduce you to Borja so that you can see what he does to accelerate his clients' business experience and performance and help them make more money. So thank you, and I'll see you in a minute. Hi there. I wanted to introduce you to Borja because he's a very interesting fellow. So Borja, welcome to the show. And why don't you tell the people a little bit about why you do what you do?
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having me. I do what I do because I enjoy it. It provides a lot of fulfillment and also challenge in my life. And ultimately, doing a lot of good for the clients that we're working with and a lot of good for the employees that work for the agency.
That's excellent. So you created the agency on your own, is that correct?
I have a business partner. He and I both co-founded the agency 9 years ago.
Excellent. And specifically, what do you offer your clients?
We provide media buying and creative design services for businesses that are looking to scale through digital advertising. So we help them scale on channels like Google, Meta, LinkedIn, Pinterest, TikTok. And ultimately, what we're really helping them achieve is growth for their business. So we're helping them get their message in front of customers, folks that are interested in their product or service, with the hope that they ultimately purchase whatever the event is for that advertiser.
Yeah, and the work that you do is really important right now because we have such a cluttered digital environment that how do you stand above the crowd, right? That's always the question.
Exactly. Yeah, and it only becomes or is becoming increasingly more busy and, as you say, cluttered, right? So in a noisy environment, really, ultimately, the goal is to get people's attention. We're in the business of getting consumers' attention, and not so easy to do that.
Absolutely. So I'm very interested in your background and what brought you to the platform of digital advertising and that type of thing. So tell us a little bit about you, Borja.
Yeah, so I did not know I would ultimately be in the internet space when I was in college or even before then. Truthfully, my aspirations when I was young were to have a pizza parlor, I called it at the time. So I wanted just a cool place where people would come in and buy pizza. And that's what I wanted to do. I don't know that my parents were super excited with the idea of me having a pizza business, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And it wasn't until I started working in high school. So the first opportunity to work, I worked. And that was all partly due to my upbringing. My parents were both very hardworking individuals. And my siblings and I the moment we could legally work, i.e., get a work permit, we started working. And I think when I got my first official job, I did jobs before I could legally work, landscaping, sold golf balls, odds and ends, different types of jobs that I had during the summer. But it was when I first started working for a real job in a hotel nearby where I lived that I got exposed to the hospitality industry. And I ended up taking a liking to it. It was through that job that I was exposed to different facets of hotel management and learned a lot. And ultimately, in college, when I was studying abroad in Spain, I was in Madrid for a year. I ended up doing an internship at the Ritz in Madrid. And it was a pretty intensive internship program that they had. It was there that my interest in hospitality only kind of increased. And so I did that. And I learned a lot about sort of hospitality and hotel management. Did everything from housekeeping to food and beverage, front desk, you name it. And I think at that point, I was sort of very interested in ultimately becoming a general manager of a five-star property like the Ritz. I had been trained by the Ritz, and I really had aspirations to ultimately be a manager of a property of that scale. That changed when I graduated. I ended up connecting with a recruiter. That recruiter told me about an opportunity at an internet startup in Boston, Massachusetts, where I grew up and went to college. And I said, sure, I'll take that interview. So it was an internet startup founded by two brothers who graduated from Harvard. And the CEO of that company that they brought in during fundraising had a very impressive track record of a few exits. And I was very early, in my career, really just officially. This would have been my first job after graduating. I took that interview, didn't get the job for the position that I applied for, but that company called my recruiter and said, well, we don't think he's suited for that job. We do have another job that's more junior to that that we think he'd be a good fit for. I applied, interviewed, and got that job. And that was really how I started in digital marketing back in 1998, working for an internet startup in Boston.
That's very interesting. Okay, but I have to back up here. Okay, so you went into hospitality. Did you still want to have a pizzeria, or had you decided at that point, now I'm just going to go into the Ritz and, walk the line of, yes?
Yeah. I had bigger aspirations for myself. I kind of said, okay, pizzeria won't be satisfactory. I need a bigger challenge than that. And I felt that being a general manager of a five-star property
Sure.
was very interesting. But what I learned, and the reason I ended up talking myself out of it, is I realized that in order to assume a position like that, you had to put in a lot of time. And at the time, I was like, oh, you have to be in your 60s to get a job like that. You're not going to get it in your 20s. But again, I didn't, have much, as much patience and understanding as I do now when I was, 21 years old.
Right. And you get into, a new startup company that, there's a lot more quick advancement available for you when you show initiative,
Yep.
like on
That's
your
right.
backdrop, right?
Yep.
So that's
That's
important.
right.
Speaking of initiative, okay, I just have to ask you one more thing. So you said you sold golf balls. I
Yeah.
had a friend who would collect golf balls off of golf courses and then sell them. Did you do that, or were you selling new golf balls?
I'll tell you this story because it is interesting. And we grew up near a golf course, and my father was an avid runner. And when he would run, we would get on our bikes and we would keep him company. And it was a probably a 5 mile run to and from the house. And we would stop midway through, and there was this railroad track. We would park our bikes there, and this railroad track was adjacent to one of the holes of the golf course. And along the run, and when we hit that railroad track, it was a gold mine. So we would collect golf balls. We would put them in a yellow bucket. I remembered this very well. This was very, I was young, 10 years old. My older brother started the company, and we would, use toothbrushes, clean them. We would use egg cartons. We would sort them by color, by title. And then up the street, we would put a stand together. My dad would put us in the
Perfect.
Buick. We had the stand, the chairs, and he would leave us there in the morning. And we had a sign that said golf balls 3 for $1.25. And we would just sit there. We
Love
would
it.
sit there. We would sit there, the three, my two brothers and I, and we would just, my dad would bring us lunch at noon, and our friends would come by and hang out, and we would make money on our own. It was our first
Love
sort of
it.
venture into being entrepreneurs.
Serial entrepreneur. That's what I thought. I had a friend who did a very similar thing, and it's brilliant. I mean, why not? Right?
And I kid you not, someone bought us out. We sold the business. I know it sounds big, but we had a gentleman who came. And it was a summer day, and I remember, and he just pulled up and he goes, "How much for all the balls?" It was like, we're like, "Are you kidding me? Normally people buy a dozen,
Right.
three." But he said, "How much if I buy you out?" And it was a couple hundred bucks, like whatever it was. We were just like, "Are you kidding me? You just bought the whole stand."
I love it. An entrepreneurial spirit. Oh, that's really cool. That's awesome. So, tell me a story about one of your clients that you onboarded. Where were they at as far as having people find them, and what happened through the journey of you helping them optimize their presence?
Yeah, I mean, I think we oftentimes are talking to prospects who have come from a bad experience. So one of the things that we have to overcome in terms of objections a lot as agency owners is the fact that there are a lot of agencies out there, many of which are good, but unfortunately, many of which are not good. And that creates a lot of distrust, with businesses that have had that experience where they've been burned, they've been sold well, but not serviced well. And so oftentimes we're faced with that dilemma, which is how do we convince them that we're different, that their experience with us will be better, that we will drive performance, that we will understand their goals and objectives, that we'll put together a sound strategy. That we are detailed, that we're good communicators, all of these things that they unfortunately didn't have a good experience with. So when we get to that point, which we do, and through our very consultative process, it definitely helps build some credibility and trust. What we do is we spend a lot of time doing a physical examination of their ad accounts, right? A diagnostic, if you will. And so we'll look under the hood and we'll look at what the agency or whoever was responsible for sort of building the campaigns and setting up the strategy did. And then we'll come in based on math and experience and make adjustments to the settings, to the keyword targeting, to there's a lot of things that we're doing more technical in nature, to set them up for success. But a lot of times what we're finding is a lot of the companies that have come to us have had someone who was not very experienced or maybe had experience to get them to a certain level, but the business needed to get to the next level, and they were not the right ones to do that. So what they want to do is level up who they work with an agency that has, worked with bigger brands, companies that are, multi-billion dollars in annual revenue, who understand what it means to take them from X to Y, like just can basically really provide a lot of value to scale their business. So I think a lot of times we're dealing with clients that need a more experienced agency, or that have just had a bad experience with an agency, and that agency didn't help them achieve their customer acquisition goals or their efficiency goals, right? In terms of acquiring a customer for a certain amount, and so we have to come in and we have to rework the strategy. We have to, design creative. We have to set it up in a way that makes more sense.
Yeah, what level of income are you looking at for your for the entry level client? What would they need to be generating in order to have that you would recommend before they start running ads or
Yeah, it depends. We've actually worked with pre-revenue companies. So companies that have raised money and need to go to market and sort of prove the product, prove the concept, and get their first customers. And then that allows them to raise Series A or Series B. And they come to us and say, hey, we need to build a good story so that we can go to our investors and say, hey, we're making some traction with our business. So there are instances like that, though that's not the majority of instances. I would say in terms of income, right now we're working on one end of the spectrum. Our smallest customer does, it's a local business. They do about 10 million a year in revenue. And then the largest customer that we're currently working with is maybe 5 billion a year in revenue. And then we have everything in between. So I would say,
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
ideally you're in the 5+ million a year in revenue, because we're going to ask you to spend a minimum of $10,000 to $15,000 per month in advertising to test it out.
What's been the most memorable moment of this agency that you've been, that you created with your partner so far?
I mean, there's so many when you've had a business. I would say, we've been in business for 9 years, which is, not little, but not obviously so much. I mean, I would say the first milestone that comes to mind is being able to hire our first employee. Just, having the ability by way of the revenue to support the ability to hire, right, a full-time person. That was one milestone. That individual happens to still be with us, our longest standing employee,
Excellent.
who has, who came into us very green and now is just so advanced in terms of being a business professional in media buying, and has just made, so much growth here that it makes us very happy. I would say that is probably one of the things that sticks out. I think surviving COVID also, that was a very difficult period for a lot of businesses and agencies, in particular. A lot of them were actually closing, doors. They were, either being sold or they were closing because a lot of advertisers were pulling back. And that impacted their revenue, but we survived. We in fact were thriving during COVID. It was not without its challenges, but as a business, we were very strong financially. In fact, we were building sort of record moments for a lot of the clients we were working with, who actually excelled or prospered during that time. So I think that would be another milestone.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, definitely. If you had to look back and tell your 18-year-old self who wanted to have a pizza parlor some advice, what would you give him?
Patience. In life, having patience is very important. And I say that now more than ever because I see that not being very common. I think a lot of people have huge aspirations and want to do very well financially and professionally, but they don't understand that a lot of success happens over time. Like you got to put in the time. It doesn't happen overnight. There is no quick fix, right? Like you can't, just take a pill, or you can't do one thing and then next day, your business is making millions and millions of dollars. I think you just have to understand that you in life, the better you prepare yourself for more of a long game mindset and exercise patience, and put in the work, the more success you will have. And this sort of instant gratification or not having to put in the work mentality is not going to get you very far. So just, I would say, exercise a lot of patience and put in the work, and that ultimately will allow you to be successful.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think we're more and more in the fast company modality. It's like we want things instantly, and it doesn't work like that when you're building a company. I know that you have something to offer the guests here, the listeners. What is it that they can download, or how can they find out more about you?
Yeah, my anybody who is interested in us doing an audit, which is we'll come in and we'll take a look at your various ad accounts, digital marketing programs that you have. We'll put together a plan and present that to you free of charge. I'm happy to do that for any business that's interested in talking to us. You would just have to go to our website, 415digital.com. That's FOUR number one, number five, digital.com. And under Contact Us, there's a form. If you fill that out, we'll be back in touch.
Excellent. Well, I really appreciate your knowledge and your input on this, and as being a guest on my show and your time. And for those of you who want to increase your presence, who do have the level of success, and you're just looking to go further up, get in touch with Warha and he can absolutely help you. So thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, take care. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.